Here with Josh Franco from the Sydney Swans. Cal Sinclair in the ruck by himself. Obviously, Sam Naismith and Kirk Tippett didn't get up. How do you think he'll go tonight?
Look, I think he'll be really good. Unfortunately, yeah, Sammy got injured at training on Tuesday and couldn't quite get up for the trip over to Perth. And Tippo also trained, actually, I thought quite well on Tuesday. But again, didn't finish the session, was a little bit sore. So we're hoping those two are right to go next week. But I guess the good thing about that and the positive thing is we give Cal Sinclair a full game in the ruck. And, you know, he's played some good footy for us and back to his old, I guess, hunting ground here in Subiaco. So, you know, fingers crossed he can get the job done for us.
And Tom Papley comes straight back into the side, coming back from injury. What are you expecting from him tonight?
Yeah, look, Tommy's he's one of those players. He sort of, if I can say, almost took the AFL small forward role by storm. He was almost an unknown, you know, 3 months prior to getting on our list, and he made a real impact. And, you know, he's one of those dangerous small forwards in the comp that he's a beautiful crummer of the footy, knows where the goals are, and no doubt you'll see a bit of spark from Tom Papley, especially early in the game this evening. So, you know, we're hoping that he can come in and make an impact and have a positive influence on the game. We're aware that he's had, I guess, a limited pre-season, particularly pre-Christmas, but his workload over the last 6 weeks has been very high. So, you know, we're confident he's ready to go. And once again, we're hoping that he can perform tonight and kick us a few goals early.
Come here tonight winless.
Yep.
Has anything changed specifically for the side, or is it just about going, just about doing what you've been doing and hopefully getting the win tonight?
Yeah, look, it is, to answer your question, yeah, absolutely. It's just about, I guess, getting back to what we know makes us a good footy side. And, you know, at times we've been off in games, and that's taking nothing away from the opposition, because they've been super in, you know, Port Adelaide, the Western Bulldogs, and obviously Collingwood last week. But yeah, we've just got to get back to what we know wins us games of footy, and getting, I guess, a more consistent output and performance across the board.
And Buddy Franklin obviously didn't get a goal last week. He was still a bit instrumental up forward. What are you expecting from him here tonight?
Look, you know, Buddy's Buddy, and it's pretty hard to keep a champion player like Buddy down for 2 weeks in a row. And as you said, he didn't hit the scoreboard. His first 2 weeks he did, and had a huge influence in the game, and again last week he still had an influence in the game, but as we said, didn't hit the scoreboard. So yeah, no doubt we'll be looking for him to kick a few long bombs tonight, fingers crossed.
And just lastly on the Eagles, what have you made of them in the first three rounds, and how are you going to go about tackling them?
Yeah, look, I suppose you look at them last week and no doubt they would have been disappointed with the loss, and reading some of the media outlets, they've copped a bit of a pasting in the media, particularly over here. And so I suppose when a side comes up and there's negative stuff written about them, there's normally a positive response. So we're expecting to come out firing, you know, early on, and we've got to match their intensity and attack on the footy and let the game settle, and then fingers crossed that, you know, we can get the game on our terms and play the way and the style that we want to play. And ultimately get the result. But no doubt it's going to be a tough contest. Obviously, you know, a hostile crowd over here at Subiaco. I've played a few games here, and it is a hostile crowd. And we spoke about if we can nullify the crowd influence as well and get our game going, then, as I said, we're hoping that we can get the job done.
Thanks for joining us.
No problems.